And good day, Audio Boo people. It's Hans here with another Audio Boo for this date. Tentatively, in this part of where I am now, it's February 12th in the Eastern Time, as it is currently 12:27 or 12:28 Eastern Standard Time. So it's still February 11th in some parts. And but whatever day it is, that's another day. And another Audio Boo here. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit just about computer, personal computer, and my involvement with the PC, how long I've been using it, and just a little bit of a brief history of the computer. And I hope I can do it in the allotted time, so I don't have to go into a separate boo. So here we go. I was first exposed to computers in 1984. Well, I've actually had exposure prior to it. I've seen VIC-20, like the Commodore VIC-20, and the Commodore 64, which both which were just basically a keyboard with cables on the back, which hooked up to a television set. But when I really got into a computer was 1984, September, the fall of 1984, with Apple computers, the Apple IIe computer. And of course, was the monochrome screen, and was to learn basic programming, and go to whatever, and then go to 10, like to line 20, which is go to 10, which was a little bit of basic programming, which I learned was basic or beginner's all-purpose symbolic instruction code. And of course, to get to that, I had to learn a little. We learned a little bit about the DOS disk operating system, using ProDOS. The Apple's DOS, and the speech used on the Apple IIe computer was the Echo Plus speech synthesizer, which was very monotone, which was very, you could definitely tell it was a computer, but easy to understand. And there was a disk, and so there was the Echo speech synthesizer, and to make it start, type was and screen talk. That was Echo, that was the disk that the Echo, and that was on a it was on a 5 1/4 inch disc, and that's all you had. And I think it was 128K or 256K you could store on it. And there was no hard disk or anything, no fan or nothing. And so there was that. And then a little bit later, I would use the DP10, which was a large screen attachment which fastened to the Apple, which would magnify the screen. And it had a little... box with a joystick and some buttons to make adjustments to it. Then later in the 93, I would eventually, like I was using this for a while, and later in 93, I would eventually get my first IBM computer, which was a 386, I believe it was, with Windows 3.1 and a scanner. And with OpenBook, Unbound version 1.0. Going back to what I was using with Apple, I remember using the BEX program, which is Braille Edit Express, and that is a that'll be it. I'll do another boo talking exclusively about Braille Edit Express or BEX. And so, in 93, I got the 386 computer, which I had for till 97. When then I got a Compact Presario 100. I was going to try to get an Aptiva, but with the money at the time, that turns out to be the best option I had. Then, moving up from the Compact Presario in 97, 2000, I got another computer, a faster computer, that had Windows 98 on it, and that, of course, moved to Windows Millennium, then eventually to Windows XP. Then 2000, and then of course, in the meantime, through all this, I got on the internet, which was back in 1995, on the old 386, which I talked on previous boos about that. But anyway, backing up 2003, when I got my Dell computer, which I ordered myself on my own, and that had Windows XP on it already. And so then I got a laptop in 2006. And the computer I'm using now, I got that in 2008, and which still has Windows XP. I could have had, but I just, of course, couldn't really afford to upgrade to Windows 7, which is standard now. And I could eventually be getting a new computer, probably in the next little bit, a laptop or something, and it's gonna, and it would probably have Windows 7, may even have Windows 8. And so I'm supposed to go for an ADP assessment tomorrow through the Assistive Devices Program, where you could basically get a new computer system every 5 years through our local government. So that's just a brief outline of my, a very brief sketch of my computer history and my computers and so how and what the computers I've had and my involvement. So that'll put a wrap on this audio boo. And of course, I will see everybody next audio boo. So stay tuned for that. And so I'll sign off telling everybody to have a good day and God bless. So long, everybody.